Hi, it's July 16, the day in 1969 when Apollo 11 with astronauts Commander Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins was launched from the Kennedy Space Center.
We have a liftoff. 3 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
4 days later, man walked on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Not quite as significant in world-changing events, but the young ones arrived on Australian televisions on this day in 1985.
You never told us your mother was a bartender.
Well, she was a shoplifter when I knew her.
She doesn't look strong enough.
And another significant moment for British television. In 2017, the BBC announced that Jodie Whittaker would become the first female Doctor Who.
I eat danger for breakfast. I prefer cereal.
Birthdays, tennis great Margaret Court is 79. The winner of 24 titles returned to become the first Aussie woman to win the Grand Slam.
Somebody said, well, you haven't won the Grand Slam yet. Why don't you go for that?
Police drummer Stuart Copeland turned 69, well known these days for film and TV scores. But back in the 80s, there were hits like this. Irish dancing sensation, Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley is 63.
You just want to dance. I just wanted to dance.
Comedy actor Will Ferrell is 54, racking up the movies. Anchorman, Elf, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, some very funny movies.
My high-level income? I mean, it's not crazy to think I can't live to be 245, maybe 300.
Former child star Corey Feldman turns 50 today, famous for teaming up with the other Corey for movies like The Lost Boys.
This is just our cover. We're dedicated to a higher purpose.
Giant Australian Rugby League and Rugby Union winger Wendell Saylor is 47.
Wendell Saylor scores in his farewell appearance.
And Australian former golf world number one Adam Scott is 41.
There it is! Adam Scott, a life changer.
Finally, actress and dancer Ginger Rogers was born on this day in 1911. Died aged 83 in 1995. Ginger and Fred Astaire teamed up to make nearly 30 movies, and she won an Oscar for her role in Kit Foyle.
I had worked so hard, whatever it was, I was just glad that I was there and I had done something.
Remembering Ginger Rogers on July 16.